Mountain lions are one of the great conservation stories. Hunting once whittled their numbers down to just a few thousand. But when they were reclassified as game instead of vermin, they made a comeback. But it's also led to more conflicts with humans. A new book called The Cougar Conundrum offers ideas for how to live with these big predators and how to better manage them. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards chatted with author Mark Elbrock, the director of Panthera's Puma Project.
So why did you feel like it was necessary right now to write a book on this subject?
We have social media now, and information about mountain lions, whether good, bad, wrong, accurate, you know, all of it is being spread at lightning speed, at the touch of a button. And so you're seeing a fierce polarization, just like we are around other political issues, but around mountain lions as well. And so mountain lion management, mountain lion conservation has devolved in the last 10, 15 years following the sort of spread of social media into just flat out mud flinging and misinformation.
You know, I wonder if you can talk a little bit about what some of these misconceptions about mountain lions are.
One of the things I hear a lot is that mountain lions are all the same, that they're robotic killing machines, that, you know, one is just like any other. And that couldn't be any further from the truth. They're completely individualistic. Some are great mothers, some are terrible mothers, some are really social with other mountain lions, some just seem to avoid every other mountain lion around them. They have personalities just like us, and we need to consider that. You know, other ones that, you know, are common within our culture are that they need to be controlled. You know, we need to control mountain lions because it improves human safety, and it's a way to decrease mountain lion interactions with livestock and pets. And all of those things are not true. You know, there's no evidence that controlling their numbers or hunting them increases human safety.
You know, I wonder if you can talk just a little bit about how dangerous mountain lions really are to human beings. I think around Wyoming and Colorado, at least, there's this new story about a trail runner who had to fight off a young mountain lion in Fort Collins. And so maybe people are starting to worry that it's dangerous to live in mountain lion country. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I can tell you that probably only about roughly 30, maybe 32 people have been killed by mountain lions in the last 130 years, which is nothing, you know, nothing. You know, in terms of actual numbers, it's tiny, weeny, teeny, weeny, 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 weeny. You know, you can't say how small it is. What I can tell you is that, you know, it's something that I actually spent some time documenting. There is research on what increases one's risk. And without doubt, small children are the most at risk of being attacked by a mountain lion. And, you know, one of the interesting things is if you have a dog, people generally think they're safer, but they found that that actually generally increases the chances that the mountain lion will pay attention to you because it can act as an attractant.
You know, I wonder if you can talk about how hunting seasons, how that's affecting mountain lions and human conflict.
I would start off by just saying that this is one of the areas that really needs to be prioritized in terms of future research. You know, it's one of the things we know the least about. So what I can tell you is that there is evidence that hunting mountain lions may actually decrease safety for people in those communities. In the case of Colorado, there was some speculation that a female had been killed by a hunter. It was legal hunting, and that this would have created the scenario in which there were three orphan kittens. They had grass in their stomach. They were all in really rough shape. They were all described as incredibly hungry when they were caught. You know, when you kill a female that has older kittens, that they are going to begin to starve. And of course, starving cats that are young, inexperienced, all of our evidence to date suggests those are the most dangerous animals. And in the case of the attack near Fort Collins, that was the case. We had a 4 to 5 month old kitten attack, you know, the jogger. And so my recommendation, while we try to figure this out, would be to moderate hunting. And then second, that we could increase our protections of females within populations and just allow their communities to function more naturally so that you have old mountain lions and middle-aged mountain lions and young mountain lions in every population.
Could you offer some advice for people who live in mountain lion country, how they can stay safe?
My advice for folks living in mountain lion country is, number one, is to feel blessed and lucky. I mean, that there's no reason to live in fear of mountain lions. They are always around us. If you have livestock, you know, a small number of livestock, more like the hobby folks who have some sheep or a couple of goats in the backyard, certainly I would request, if not demand, that you begin to play a very active role in defending them. Put them in an enclosure at night, make sure it has a roof so that the cat can't go over the fence and be in locked in with them. And then in terms of personal safety, you know, one of the things they actually have shown is that folks with dogs who let them out at night to pee are more likely to have a negative encounter with mountain lions, because a mountain lion appears out of the dark, jumps on their dog, and so the person jumps in to protect the dog and ends up being injured. You know, the thing is, the recommendations I make, I have small children myself. Any child less than 6 years old, I never let them hike out of my sight. And I talk to children about mountain lions. I don't make them afraid of them. I make them respect them. And I make them realize what you need to do if you encounter one, that, you know, you pick up a stick, you throw rocks, you throw your water bottle, you make noise, you clap your hands, you yell. And then, of course, if there is, by the slimmest chance, a negative interaction with people and a mountain lion, that you engage that mountain lion immediately. You don't run away. Like, if it's attacking someone in your group, everybody else should grab a stick, a pen, or whatever, poke it in the eye, kick it, bump it, whatever. You just do not let that mountain lion become comfortable. We do have to live differently in mountain lion country. It is not an onerous task. If we truly want to coexist with these amazing, magnificent animals that are so valuable to us and the ecosystems in which they live.
Thank you so much, Mark. I really appreciate your insights, and congratulations on the book.
Thanks so much.
That was Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards talking with Mark Elbrock. He's the author of The Cougar Conundrum, Sharing the World with a Successful Predator.